Okay, Chav Dalud Tishrei Tov Shanayim Vav. Mem Hei and Bei is the Mishnah. Okay, we're going through different procedures of how to, when you know, by Taglachas, the Kabbonis, and the haircut, and all that. So we also had a machlekes before. Do you have to do all the activities before you're permitted to drink wine or that, or even if you just started is enough? Let's go to the Mishnah. Hayim mevashelas ashlamim. You cooked the karban shlamim. Oy shulkan. Now shulkan is a word that we have two opinions generally in the Rishonim. We had a number of times. If shulkan is stewed, or shulkan means partially par boiled.
How would you pour boiling water onto it?
Yeah, cook slightly. And one word can be touched two extreme opposites. Look at Rashi, shulkan she'ena mevushel yafa, not cook well. Look in Tesis here. Where is Tesis? Yeah. Stewed. Anyway, they cooked the shlamim, oy shulkan. Then the koyin would take over and above, he normally takes the chazeh and the shake, right? The chest. And the thigh here, noitles hazeroya. He takes a foreleg, b'shelem, and either cook foreleg from the ram. Also he takes, you bring two sets of matzahs, he takes v'chala matzah achas min asal, v'rokik matzah achas. He takes one matzah from one kind of matzahs, and one matzah, single matzah, another kind of matzahs. Then, v'noyisein al kapi ha-nazir, he places it all on the hands of the nazir, u'meinif, and he lifts together with the nazir, he lifts it. Okay, but achakach huter hanozer lishtes yai in the time of the mason. So this Mishnah is Moshe and learn hold like Rabbi Lezer that you have to do all the activities before the nozer is permitted to resume his normal lifestyle, because here we did everything. The time of the mason. Okay. So if you look at the last tasting on the page, achakach huter hanozer lishtes yai, says tasis lechaeder nida. And the Rosh says definitely is what the high tanik Rabbi Lezer. This follows the view of Rabbi Lezer. The Amr says the Gemara the Osterlishes Yain and Nozer cannot resume his normal life ad acher kol amasim shemefadish until he does everything that he's supposed to be doing. Not like you just started is enough already. Yeah, you can reward carbon already. You can go ahead and eat, and the rest is the chiv. Okay, back to the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon says, "Kivon shenizrik olav echad min hadamim." As soon as you spray the dam from one of the behemoths, remember he brings three behemoths here. He brings a chattas and an oil and a shlamim. As soon as you sprinkle the blood on him, even one of the behemoths, huter hanozel lishtes beyain, he may drink wine. Will he tam mil and mesim? Not like you say you have to wait for all the things to happen. He says, as soon as you did, even if you just did one activity, that is good enough. How do we know one activity is enough? See, more explains. Tell him I'm coming here. It says in the pasuk, it says that it says va'achar, after he does the terufa, it says va'achar, and afterwards yishta hanozer yain. Afterwards, another could drink wine. So the question is, after what? So we. So the first opinion is achar ha'maisim kulon. This is achar is written after he did the waving, the terufa. So it means after you finish all the activities. And after you take your haircut, in other words, you bring your three kabbonis and you take your haircut, only then are you permitted to start drinking wine and start... Exactly, after. The achar means after you brought the kabbonis. And after you... Now you can. Now you can do wine.
He's not a nazir anymore.
The person who was a nazir till now. Ha, with the hay is a... What do you call it again? The English term. The Hanozer is an article of the one that we know about, Ha'isha, the woman that we talked about. Hanozer was another till now. However, Divrei Rabbi Elazar, the Chachamim say, no, Acha does not mean after all the activities. Acha means Acha Maisi Chiri. A single activity is enough. Sprinkling the blood of one of the Kabbonis is already enough, even though you didn't take your haircut yet, and so on. Why do they dash in this way? My Tamay Rabban, why did they decide that Achad means after a single activity? Here it says, Acha Yishta Noze Yait, afterwards another can drink wine. And then it says also later on, it says a pasuk before that. It says the kohen should take the cooked foreleg from the ram and the matzah we just discussed about, and then he places it on the kapi nozer. And there it says, achad his galchus nozer, after he took a haircut. You do this after the nozer took a haircut from his hair. So, and over there, we're definitely identifying a single activity, and we're using the word achad. So, ma hosam achad maisi chid, over there, achad is after a single activity. Avkan achad maisi chid, the next pasuk, when it says you wave it, and after you drink wine, it doesn't mean after all the activities, after a single activity. One is enough. Maybe adi ketavayu. The previous pasuk says after the haircut. Here it says after the cut. Maybe you need everything after all the activities. If it meant after all activities, then why bother saying achar? The haircut. Who needs a shabbat? Well, wait till you do all the activities. Is it right? The word achar is for a shabbat. Teach you that even a single activity is enough. Rashi, achar masa kul, top of the page, achar korban, after the korban, v'achar taklachas, after the haircut, v'taklachas ma'kevet, Rabbi Lezer holds that you have to do all activity, including the haircut, before we allow you to resume your normal life. Chamayim achar maisi chidi, achar korban, after a korban, afag after a dayin legilach, even if you take haircut, taklachas ma'kevet, haircut, but not only haircut, even after one korban, the sprinkling of the blood is enough. Rashi makes a different distinction between a korban and a haircut. But really, as Rav Shimma said here, sprinkle the blood of one carbon, it's already good enough. Okay, so then Rashi, Mahos Amacha Maisi Chidi. Over there, that talks after haircut. Alacha Giluach Ovi Tanufa. After the haircut, you did Tanufa. You'll see, Venosla Kapi Noza Achi is Gachnus after the haircut. So after one activity, you already did the Tanufa over there. So the same over here as well. Maybe you need both the haircut and all the kabbalas. Maybe here also when it says you continue doing it, it's talking about you already took the haircut and you did everything else. So more answers. If otherwise, what in the world do you need to get a shabbat for? So even a single activity. So that's a machlekes. Rabbi Lezer holds in the Tanakam and Amishlo. Rabbi Lezer, you do all activities. If Shimon holds one activity, enough. Something more right. Omar Rav says, Rav, Tnufa ben Nozir ma kevis. That waving by a Nozir, that prevents a Nozir from resuming his normal life, from drinking wine and going back to the basic quotas. Who are you saying this according to? Ilema liba de Rabbonon. Are we saying this according to the Rabbonon? Taglachas omri Rabbonon lemakre. The Rabbonon established that taglachas, which has something to do with the Nozir directly, a haircut. And yet they say that he's already free even before he takes a haircut. So the chayda tenufa, which has nothing to do with the nazar himself, do within karbanis, is a meboya. Surely he's not ma'akif. Because in all other dinim of karbanis, tenufa is called shirei carbon. This is the remnants of the residual of the carbon. No. And over here suddenly it's ma'akif. It doesn't make sense. Rashi, Omar, Rav Trufa ben Nozir Ma'akev is malicious. Yeah, he'll tell me to go back and drink wine and mitam meisim. Who's he saying it can't be according to Rabbanon? The Rabbanon say hikka doesn't matter. How can Trufa matter? Ella must be. He says the Gemara Vayter Liba Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer holds you have to do all the activities. He's telling you that Trufa is also one of the activities, not just the haircut, not just the kabbalas, but also Trufa. The Gemara Pshita isn't the Rabbi. So Omar Rabbi Lezer Acham Meisim Kul. Rabbi Lezer says we need to wait until after you complete all the meisim. All your activities, new and truth is one of the maisim, so of course you have to wait till afterwards. What's the chiddush here? The Gemara name. Ma'atem, I would have thought. Kivun del inya kapara, shirim mitzvah, when it comes to normal kabanas, kapara, we say that truth is only a shirim mitzvah, it's only the residual of the mitzvah, it's not ma'akiv. So hachanami here too, like the akiv here too, even though he said achamaisa kulum, he meant the kabanas and the haircut. He didn't mean the truth apart. Kamaslan, that it is ma'akiv. Rashi. The linian kapara shirimitsi kidama ma letunufa lechaper. It says letunufa mechaper. Vechi tunufa mechaper. What the tunufa is mechaper. Don't rush in the bottom of the page. The halay ain't kapara elabadam. Lechaida, the sprinkling of the bottom of his bech is what causes the kapara. Not the tunufa. Receive ki adam who benefit yechaper. It's the blood, the sprinkling. That's a kapara. Lemlach. Sheim also letunufa shirimitsi. If you go ahead and you do the tunufa, is mile akasav ki lekeeper lekeeper. That if you go ahead and you continue doing it, the truffa will give you like an additional kapara. Or another gersa is that if you made like shirim mitzvah, which means you didn't do the kapara, you didn't do the trufa, then it's milo kozik kilo loy kippur. We can treat as if you weren't kapara, even though poil it as a kapara. The poil, if you didn't have the trufa, it's still a kapara. But we'll treat it as if it wasn't a kapara because you didn't do this extra thing which we'd like you to do. So we would have thought that since over there by a carbon we're kapara, so essential, and yet and we treat it as if you wouldn't happen, yet we allow it. So I would have thought the same by nozer. No, by nozer it is makiv. Says the Gemara, Umi Mako, you tell me that tenufa is makiv by a nozer. V'hatanya, didn't we learn zois toida? Now this Gemara here has lots of gesais again in the Rishonim. A little confusing. Zois teidas hanozir. It says in the Bible as follows. These are the laws of a nozir. And it says like bain she. Now, one of the things in nozir is that you have to, do the truth and all that. And it says that bain she yesh le kapayim. Right? You have to. You had in the pasuk before we said that you have to do a kapenizri. Right? It says here, but you do the trufa. Al kape hanozer. Yeah, you guys don't use the palms of the nozer to do the trufa. What happens if you don't have any palms? Does that mean it can't be a nozer? It can't do what happens. So it says in the pasuk, bein she yesh loy kapayim, bein she ain loy kapayim, whether he has kapayim, whether he doesn't have kapayim, these are the laws of a nozer. So it sounds like from here, what do you mean? That's not makif. Just, what are we comparing here? That having no kapayim, you're also still be able to be a nozer. Aye, can't do it. Is that aye? That it's not makiv. So therefore, what do you tell me, Rav? More the question. What do you tell me, Rav? That the truf is makiv. It says clearly right here. You have no kapayim. So obviously, you cannot do truf. It's not makiv because we're comparing any kapayim, any kapayim. And we're assuming now. What are we comparing? The Bryce doesn't spell out how we compare. So we're assuming the comparison is that even though you ain't a kapayim and you can do it, doesn't matter. That's so what we're learning. All nozir, all people are equal.
Yeah. It was like it's a ribu of some sort.
Hmm. Yeah, they're comparing this and that. So Rav says back, answers back, you learned wrong pshat in the Braisa. But the whole time you learn on the Braisa, there's always there's another. And it says there, Bein she yesh leisar, Bein she ain leisar. It says in the Braisa, these are the laws of Nazar, that whether he has here, or whether he doesn't have here, the laws apply the same way. Yeah, and so what do you learn? The way you're learning pshat is what? That if you have no here, doesn't matter. Just like he said, we have no kapayim. It doesn't matter. So you're going to tell me if he has no hair, doesn't matter. It's not makiv. Even though you cannot do teglachas, you can't get a haircut, doesn't matter. That's what you're saying. Okay, now I'm makiv, I'm makiv. V'hatanya, didn't we learn? Nozim and Meir, the bald-headed person who became a nozir. Be'shamay says, Ein neitzarich la'avitar arusha. Be'shamay says that you do not pass a razor on his head. We'll see what that means. And Beis Hillel says, Tzorich lahavi tar al reisha. Beis Hillel says that you have to pass a tar on the reisha. We're going to, even though we're going to explain B'Shah in a minute, our ayah is from Beis Hillel. So what does Beis Hillel say? That even if a guy has no hair, you still go through the motions of putting a razor over the head. No, you'll soon see what B'Shah and B'Shah and B'Shah. So but what's Beis Hillel saying? That it is ma'akiv, so therefore you have to go through the motion. So going back to the other Braisa, says, Bein she yesh le kapayim, yesh le kapayim. You have no palm, you still go through the motion. You use your the rest of your arms. Just like here, you have no hair, you still have to go through, you still have to take a haircut. So over there also, you decide the pshat that you don't need kapayim, that you don't have to do anything. No, you still have to do it. I have no kapayim to do with other parts of your body. But you still have to do it. So it is ma'akiv. So what's pshat in Beis Shammai, Zayit Hizach? We're learning that pshat the way the Rosh Lam shot. Rosh Lam just the opposite and tastes it's very hard. So anyway, says the Gemara, Rambam Ravina, my ain't it's all about Shammai. You know what B'Shammai meant? Don't think B'Shammai is so lenient here. Well, you have no hair, then don't worry about it. Ain't it's all ain't like takana. And so it means he can't do, don't waste your time because he can't do anything about it. Because you cannot be a nozer. But hold it basically, it's a takana. So what is it? But according to B'Shammai, it's a takana. You go through the motions.
Yeah,
100%. No, you can't do anything about it. So you shouldn't have become a nozer in the first place. Shouldn't have done it. Shouldn't have done it. Yeah. So what do we learn from here? That even though we can't
even have takana for if he's metamei himself in this.
Yeah. So don't be a bald. He should not become a nozer. Simple as that.
So, what do you call it? Get back here to Basil. This is this way version. There's another Lishnach in a second. So what we're looking for, we're comparing Yeshle to Einle. Right? We're comparing Yeshle and Einle. We're saying Einle doesn't mean that you don't have to. Einle means you have to, but improvise. So the same. So it is Ma'akiv. Sitting here by Truf is Ma'akiv. Behind you, there are podders, and this follows, there are podders. This that you say, according to Beshamai. Yitaka would need a haircut, but he can't, it's impossible, so he's stuck. And according to those who say, for example, a haircut prevents you to glachas and makeves, you're finished. Those who say to glachas and makeves, no big deal. But those who say glachas is a big problem. And we'll soon see that Beshamai holds that glachas is makeves. Behind that podder, Beshamai, Rabbeleza, 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 say the same thing. Rabbeleza, Tanya, Rabbeleza holds, ain loy boy hin yad veregel by Mitzayda. You have to put oil there on this boy and the thumb of his hand and of his toe and his foot. If he doesn't have a thumb or a toe, according to Rabbi Lezer, there's no improvisation. Ein loy tahare lamis. That's it. He can never get out of the tzaras. Div Rabbi Lezer. And Beshamai says the same, and he says Beshamai is Rabbi Lezer. So no, how did he understand Beshamai over here? If you're bald, and you cannot take a haircut, there's no way you ever take a haircut. You can't finish the thing. And if you hold that taking a haircut is a problem, then that's it. It's a problem.
Same thing with Chalitza, that if she can't pull the shoe off or something like that?
No, we said we had no right foot, going on left foot. Oh. If you get it, we said no, we always improvised. We did improvise. But we don't follow this shit. This is only a Das Yachidah. But listen to Beshamai. Rab Shimon says, no, Yanichel Mekaymei. The Yaitse. Rab Shimon says, you put it on the. You improvise. You find another part of the body, protrusion, if not the toes and the thumbs. Chachamim say, you need a chasmol. So you can't do the right. It says, you put it on the left side, the Yaitse. But what do we see the point from here? That Rav says, Mefedesh, it is ma'akiv. That it is ma'akiv if you don't do tenufa. And the Braitzer, when it says, Bein shi yesh le kapayim, Bein shi ein le kapayim, doesn't mean that if you have no kapayim, don't worry about it, it's not ma'akiv. No. Of course it's ma'akiv. But we'll improvise. Use the other part of the body. Your stumps or your hands, whatever. Okay. That Lish Lachin, another lashon is Amrila, they say, Omar Rava said, Tunufa v'nazim ha'kevet. Trava Rava, who's saying the same thing, that Tunufa is ma'akiv. And here the Gemara analyzing, Gemara says, leave it a man. Who is he following it? Ilema, just opposite. Before the Gemara said, according to the Rabbanan that says that's not ma'akiv, there's nothing to talk about. It's according to Rabbi Lezer, who says that everything's ma'akiv, the Chiddush is that we would have thought that Tunufa maybe is not ma'akiv, could be other kabbana is not a big deal. Kamashlan, that even here's ma'akiv. Here the Gemara says, Faket. Ilema, Liba Rabbi Lezer, who holds that everything is ma'akiv, Shita. Why shouldn't Tunufa be ma'akiv? We don't look at this shit in mitzvah business. Hamad Rabbi Lezer, Acha Ma'isikulam, and of course Ma'isikulam. Ella, Liba Rabbanan, Rav, or Rav is saying this, even according to Rabbanan, who say that Teglachas is not ma'akiv. All three kabbanas are not ma'akiv, even one carbon is enough. But Tunufa is ma'akiv. Hashta, it doesn't make sense. Hashta, Yeshlema Teglachas, and Rabbanan ma'akiv, Mada Teglachas, which is directly germane to the Nazir. We say it's no big deal if you didn't do it. Tenufa Meboya, Tenufa with a carbon. What's the logic in that? How can it be ma'akiv? So when it goes back, what do you mean? We mean like ma'akiv? Of course it is ma'akiv, and I'll show you. But Tanya, the same price you wrote before, Zoy stays in Nazir, Benjamin Lekabayim, Zoy Lekabayim, seems to me what? That, what do we see from there? That right now we're looking for Ket, that it is ma'akiv. In other words, you need, if you don't have kapayim, use another part, improvise. But we need it. It has to be done. Now we're looking at the way you must come before. Yeah, you need to do it. Improvise. Hey, so you're telling me it's ma'akiv, but the other time we learned, now we're just the opposite here. You're telling me it is ma'akiv, yeah? That's how you learn. Ben she yeshle, ben she ain't even ain't like kapayim, but still ma'akiv, and use another part. Improvise. So how you can learn pshat as those tales and other ben she yeshle side whether he has hair, ben she ain't has no hair. Hochi nami the ma'akiv, according to you, can say if you have no hair, it's ma'akiv. But time you learn, nozim and meider, the guy who's bald headed, b'shami aimim ain't tzadik lahavet tala reish. B'shami, you don't even have to bother at all. It's not ma'akiv. Ubisil aimim tzadik, you have to, and you take the thing. Amar abavina ma'itzal b'sil tzadik ain't let gana. Forget, Hill is the one who says. That it's ma'akiv. So we see that we don't improvise, and it's ma'akiv. So we see that it is. So we see we can call that we don't improvise, and it is ma'akiv. So therefore, it's possible according to the Rabbanan that even though they hold that nothing matters, but kapi nazir trufa is ma'akiv. Lebeshama yesh letakana. But the way, this way of learning, the more not digressing, but this way of learning is pufaket. Beshama is the one who's making over here. That Besh and Basil's machma, like you said before, Moshe. So Beshama is the one who's making, says over here that what? That there is a takana. And pligid apodos. Apodos said before that Beshama and Abelezer say the same thing, that there's no takana. We're learning that. Beshama ofaket, tzarech, and you just take a razor. It's Basil's one over here whose machma says that you cannot do its makiv. So according to this version, that when we say that Tanufa is ma'akiv, it's not according to Rabbi Lezer, that's for sure. It's even according to Rachamim. Mishnah. Okay. Gila chalazevach. Let's say you took your hekka, you brought one carbon, and we'll soon see which carbon that is. You brought one carbon, then you took a haircut. Ideally, you should wait till you bring all the carbon to your haircut, but if you did only one carbon, your haircut's good. But what happened was, v'nim t'pasol, after you took your haircut, you found out that the first carbon was possible. Now, you're not allowed to take a haircut before you bring carbonus. At least one carbon. He brought one carbon, then he took a haircut. Afterwards, he finds out that the carbon he brought was possible, which means as if he never brought a carbon, which means he took a haircut before carbonus, which means he has to wait now 30 days of hair growth, which means he has to repeat and bring the carbonus again because you brought a carbon before you were finishing his ears. Which carbon we'll see in a minute. So we can mention our spells out. Okay, so Gila Chalachata Shalai Lishmo, let's say you megaleya. Start again the mission. Gila Chalazeva, who needs a puzzle, Taglachte Psul, his hikas puzzle, Vizvachav Le Allah, and the carbon, whatever carbon he brought, is no good, and he has to do it again.
Okay, wait. Even if he brought three,
if they're all puzzle, then.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that makes a difference. The legs are missing.
I borrowed it and I have to bring it back.
So after he bought all three, he
did the
glachas, and one of them is
possible,
then it's still. We'll
soon see. We'll see. That's the last part of the mission. Then the mission continues. Gila. Now we explain it. Gila chalachata. Now, one thing you have to know: if you bring a karma chatas and you had the wrong thing in mind, even though you did everything correctly, the carbon is possible. Any other carbon, if you brought it shaloi lishmoi, not correctly, the carbon is still a valid carbon. You just weren't yotzei to your obligation, but it's still a valid carbon. So the chatas, but if you did it wrong, it's ruined. So let's go through the cases. Gilech ala chatas, and one of the three carbons of another is a chatas. Let's say the first carbon you brought was a chatas. You took a haircut. Shaloi lishmoi. You didn't have the right carbon in mind or the right person in mind. And ba'achek achevi kavanos lishmoi. And after you took a haircut, and then you brought a couple other carbons correctly. Then what happens, you realize you did Lo Lishma, comes out of what? The first carbon you brought was possible. Comes out the haircut you took was not valid because you took a haircut before you did any carbon. Comes out the carbonas you brought afterwards were useless because you got to wait now 30 days. Then the din is, Teglachte Psula, Vizvachav Le'ole. All three carbonas, the carbon you brought pre and the carbonas he brought post, are all no good. Because even the two carbonas brought afterwards, you correctly, you brought carbonas before. Why you still a nazir? Because you got to be a nazir for another 30 days. Okay, what about gilech ala oila ala shlamim shloi lishman? Let's say you brought an oila shlamim shloi lishman, which means the din is the carbon was valid, just you have not fulfilled your obligation that carbon, and then you took a haircut. How do we treat that? So this Tana holds the argument of lishman teglat epsul. I hold, so what are the carbons kosher? Since you have not fulfilled your mitzvah with that carbon, because you had Lo Lishma. It's as if, again, you took a haircut before you brought in a carbonus, so you got to start all over again. 30 days, new carbonus. Lo Ololoi, that's Tanakam. Rab Shimon says, no. Rab Shimon says, I'll be moided to you when it comes to a carbon chatas, because you did nothing, you took a haircut before carbonus. But if you brought your other carbonus, like an oila and a shlem, and the fact is it's a valid carbon, even though you did not fulfill your mitzvah. The fact is it's a valid carbon, therefore I'm not going to treat it as if the haircut took place before you, in the wrong time. We'll treat it as if you took a haircut after you brought a carbon, and it's good enough.
But if you didn't do everything properly, start again. How does starting again fix it up?
You wait 30 days.
No,
I explained to you, because you can do another 30 days. Exactly. You extend it by 30 days. You do another 30 days of Naziris, and then you bring Kabbalah for those 30 days. Okay, let's do finish Mishnah. And this is what you said before, Moshe. Im gilech ha-shlashtan. Took a haircut after all three Kabbalahs. Let's say you brought all three Kabbalahs, and then you took a haircut. And then when you found one of them was kosher. Then according to everybody, Teklach, Tekshed, except Rabbi Lezer. Because we learned before, that as if you did one carbon, you can take a haircut and drink your wine and everything else. Only Rabbi Lezer says, after the whole business, Achakulan. But according to the Rabbanon, even after one carbon. I don't care if you brought three, only one turned out all right. The fact is, one was all right. Good enough. In all the previous cases in the Mishnah, you took a haircut before you did anything all right. Because you thought you brought one carbon, took a haircut, turned out to be that one carbon was no good. And so therefore, your haircut was before the Kabbanis. Here, you took the haircut after the Kabbanis, turned out to be two out of three were no good, but one was. Good enough. The Yavi Shah Zevchem
is Rachim. The other one that's possible.
The other two are possible. The two are possible.
Yeah, so you just have to read.
Like Achiv. Yeah. Rashi, in the Mishnah, Gilech Alech Vachim, you took a haircut after one of the Kabbanis, and the apostle, the Galat Epsul, the Sayyid Shalashim, he cancels the 30, even the Vachav, Shehifrish, Achshav, all the Kabbanis brought now are useless. The Tzorah Lavi Achenim, King, bring other Kabbanis in his stead. Ketzad Gilech Alech Chatzah Shalashim, or Kolayim, Shanasis, Shalay, Lashem Chatzah, never mind Chatzahs, Varekach, Hevi Shah Kabbanis, he took a haircut into the Kabbanis, Kigain Oilo Shlomim, Lashma, he did them correctly, Vachenim Gilech Alha Oilo, he took a haircut in Oilo Shlomim, Shanasis, Lashma, the Kul and Teklach, and Psul, all these are Teklach apostle, the Shleishim cancel 30. You may be kabbanis achenim. Mokish lashi bring other kabbanis in their place. Rav Shimon says, "Im gilech al oila shlamim shleil lishman." If you did the haircut on oila shlamim, v'shar kabbanis heavy lishman taglach tekshed. It's kosher. V'shar zvachim olad. Other kabbanis are valid. Avloiz lebavad le'olala. He holds. Obviously, the karmi you brought wrong, you have to repeat. The Yovi Zevach Achab b'mekaymer, because that karmi you didn't fulfill your obligation. But on the other hand, you don't have to repeat the ones you did afterwards. Behind the time, what's the reason to Glachtik Shader? Why is this Glachtik Shader? If you're telling me you have to repeat the carbon, you brought an Oilo Shlamim Shlomim Shmon, and you're telling me you have to repeat that Oilo Shlamim. So if you took a haircut afterwards, how come you say it's valid? You took a haircut before you brought in the correct Kabbanis. The Hoyo Vizelech Achab Alma Kosher, since the fact is it's turned out to be a kosher carbon, even though you didn't fulfill your obligation, the kosher carbon. Any carbon you brought, Shalay the Shmon, Kshading, Elishalal Bailan Shechayv, you just haven't satisfied your Chayv, Hokanam, Kshading, the Glachta, it's kosher for your Teglachas. Ava, but the Mokim, above the Mokim, Shegilach. Mokim im gilech alachatas sha'asa shalashmon. It comes to a chatas. Moided abshim the glachtas lo bechatas. The whole carbon is possible. Lefishazim chepossel is possible. Then call as wachim chutz ben chatas by chatas shalashmon is possible. Then it says the next line in Rashi. Im gilech shalashim. He brought three kabbanis and he took a haircut and one of them was kosher. Stam. Vinim zechem and kosher. Taglachtek sheda diva hakol. Everyone else is all right. When we say everyone
what's
means
stam
both.
When he says stam, what does it mean?
You didn't. Stam means you didn't look at it until after you finished all the kabbalas. Stam means you didn't do shaloi lishma. You did it right. Shalazav kosher namigilah. The fact is, one of the kabbalas is kosher, and according to the chachamim, after one karma is enough. Of course, I've shown right here, and not that Rabbi Lezer who holds acham ma'ase kulan. The Yavi Shah Zvachim Mokar Pesulim and Pesayz Pesulim. Second, but Vayter says the Gemara. Amar Avad Barava Zeis Aymeres from here we learn out. Ksavar Rabbi Shem Shimon holds Nazir Shegilah Al Shalmei Nedava Yotze. A Nazir that took a haircut. Al Shalmei Nedava Yaitse. He brought a shlamim, and then he takes a haircut. It's good enough.
But the shlamim mitzad,
it's
just a general
shlamim. Namit you just said that you weren't yaitse in the Zeris. In the case in the Mishnah, what happened here? You brought a car. You're a nazir, and you have to bring an oil shlamim and a chata. So let's say you brought a shlamim, or the oil which can be turned into a nedava. You brought an oil shlamim first, and you did not have in mind a nazir. So what is a carbon? What is a carbon? A carbon shlamim. Come to Dover. And yet the Rabbi Shimon says if you take a haircut after that, it's all right. And then the alcohol right after is all right. Why is it all right? Must be, Rabbi Shimon holds, that if you bring it after a stam shlamim, it's good enough. You ready? It's good enough. Shalom Dover is good enough. You yates. My time. What's the svar? Lucheda, after one carbon. What's the svar? Stam shlamim? Why should it be good enough? Oh, he looks like Pasik. Amakram. But it says in the Pasik. It says that the nazir should take a haircut, and it says, what do you do with the hair? The nasan ala age, you put it on the fire, asha tachas zevach hashlamim, underneath the carbon of the shlamim. Doesn't say his shlamim. The loy kosh doesn't say al shlamov and his shlamim. It says shlamim. That sounds to me that if you brought a carbon shlamim, even if it's not the shlamim that you had in mind for a nazir, a shlamim, and you took a haircut, the haircut is valid. Rashi. Oh, Rabbi Abba made a ton of Rabbi Shimon. Ki gilech al zevach kosher. If you took a haircut after a carbon, Abba gav the loy ala le bailam shay chayva. Take a lot of kosher. Zaysim of healing. Ah, the except Rabbi Shimon, not that she gilech al zevach kosher. Yatsa. Or bevacha yevach an oisa. Mishal, as long as been kabbal and complete. Ilu ki gilech al shalom mishal ishma mahav nedova. Dova, 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 d
im kemoish nadarta yehi nether. If the way you make a nether, it's a nether. Vimlav yedover. We learn from a pasuk that if you had the right thing in mind, you satisfy your nether. If you did not have the right kavan in mind, it's still a nedover. It's a valid korban. Well, Rav Shimon taglach kashay. Said Rav Shimon, if you did that and you did a taglachas afterwards, it's kosher enough. It doesn't matter that this particular korban satisfied your chiv of nazir. It's still good enough if it's a shlam. Why? It says in the pasuk there, you place it on the fire. Asher tachas zevach hashlamim. But like, see, if it doesn't say al shlamav and hishlam, the ilu nema shlamav, I would have said mashma shalmin nazir mamish. The only thing the hikkur is if he brought a shalmin nazir. Asher see hashlamim, I'm going to see. I feel all shaman and dover, you have to get to.
If he brings the bull now, because the thing is an idol, if he brings the bull as a shaman.
Yeah, 100%. That's the only thing that's possible. Okay, team tomorrow, Mr. Shem.